Good evening, and welcome to another episode of That Which Does Not Kill Us. I'm your host, Sarah Arnold, and I have had a fucking amazing day today. I just want to say, I had a really spectacular day at work, and some new items that I've been waiting for came in, which really excited the shit out of me, because I've been trying to change up my stock assortment, but then you know, coming home to enjoy finishing up this blanket that I've been crocheting for like 2 months. And so I'm watching this video by Erin Dowdy. Like, I feel like I bring up this kid's material a lot. And I think the reason why is YouTube has spectacular algorithms. And whenever they come up, it seems like there is always some point that I need to receive. Like, there's always some snippet of either wisdom or realization that I need to receive from whatever the material is at hand. And I really value that a lot. And the one that I'm watching today, summarizes a lot of things that are pretty much, for lack of a better way of putting it, concepts that I have seen come up in so many different videos that he's put out. It's consistent. Okay, that's what I want to say when it comes to the messaging in a lot of his video stuff. It's very consistent in terms of the base message. And it's just, like, I think I've talked about this in a recent episode, where it seems like it's mixing, like, spiritualism, like, esoteric kind of leanings, psychology, and some other concepts. Like, just the way that they are brought together, it speaks to me tremendously. And so I'm watching this one right now, and I actually paused it. I haven't fucking finished it. There's like 20 minutes left on it. And what I'm realizing, because as I'm listening to it, because right now he's in the process of talking about how pretty much narcissist and empath, like, codependent type relationship types, right? And I'm listening, and one of the things he talks about is that people with secure attachment, when they come across toxic energy and toxic behavior patterns, what do? They set boundaries and or walk away, right? And so as I'm sitting listening to this, I'm having some realization, like a multitude of different realizations at the same time. The first one is, I'm fucking proud of me, okay? Because what I'm realizing as I'm listening to this is how many people I have walked away from where I just feel like this isn't a good fit for me in whatever context it is, and that this is something that I have been doing at least a year now. Like, I've been doing this, like, as soon as I realize this isn't a good fit for me, for whatever the fucking reason is, I piece the fuck out hard. Like, I'm not going to stick around and waste my time and effort in hopes that somebody is going to, you know, change their behavior and become a healthier person for my benefit, right? And at the same time, though, having this realization also makes me think in my own history, how starting with, I'm going to say my second marriage, and, you know, and pretty much anybody that I've fucking been involved with afterwards, that for lack of a better way of putting it, like, I have established codependent relationship patterns in my romantic involvements. And so, first of all, seeing that for what it is, that basically in my romantic relationships, I have not I've not used my voice. You know, I have not stood up for myself really. And that at the, like, you know what I mean? That I have to be with somebody and they have to be okay for me to be okay is an unhealthy pattern that I have established both within the parameters of my second marriage and then at the same time within the confines of my romantic engagements after that marriage ended. Okay. Which that sucks. Like it's a real it's a really shitty realization to come to, okay? Let's be real. But at the same time, the flip side of that coin is being able to see my involvement in that and also being able to identify the choices that I've made that have led to these things, and also being able to step away from it once I realize this is not for my highest good and why. So, you know what I mean? It's like one step forward, two steps back. But, like, at the end of it, what I am appreciating and is knowing that what the valuable lesson that I learned from my marriage is when to let go. You know, like I don't have to be like a dog with a fucking bone, you know, and my jaw locked down on it, waiting for somebody to put a stick in my mouth before I drop it. You know, like that no longer has to be my reality. Like that I can just choose to fucking let go and identify when this is no longer a safe space for me, for lack of a better way of putting it. And that, like, it's like I'm learning to trust myself, you know? And that's a process. Like, that's the thing that, like, even talking about this right now, that's what I'm realizing, is that's what this process really entails, aside from, you know, the whole concept of, you know, learning the lessons and that they repeat until they're actually fully realized. But really, that I'm learning through these processes, I'm learning to trust my own judgment. And I think that's the greater takeaway, is that, and that's what I just fucking realized as I'm saying this right now, is that the greater takeaway from all of these experiences is that I'm in the process of working through these unhealthy coping mechanisms, and in the process of doing that deep dive and identifying that for what it is, I'm also in the process of learning how to trust my own judgment. And that's really fucking exciting. So, yay me. Like I didn't realize that consciously until I started rambling on about this shit right now. So, that's one. Like I'm really fucking excited about that. You know, I think the next step, or I guess the work in progress, however you want to put it, is in wanting to find out, and I'm sure I'll get there. Like, I have complete fucking 100% confidence that I'll get there. That in learning how to trust, or learn, not learning how to trust, that's what I was just talking about. But learning how to forgive myself for the decisions that I've already made. So, no, I really couldn't fucking tell you what that entails at all. But I think that learning to trust my own judgment and listen to myself is really the start of that fucking journey or adventure or whatever. I like adventure. I like adventure. Sounds good. It's got a certain ring to it. And so that's the energy that I'm sitting in right now, is an assortment of victories, if you will. And yeah, it was, I don't know, something about that, it was really, really speaking to me, what I was watching, to the point where I felt like I needed to stop watching and fucking record before, any thoughts escaped my brain from the counting of stitches with the crochet, And like, that's the other thing where I can say, like, confidently, not necessarily an easy choice, but at the end of the day, I think I'm making the right choice in not choosing to be involved with anyone. And so, yeah, like, I said adios to somebody that was a significant part of my life for a while. And while detaching from that was not easy, I do think that that was the right choice for me. And at the same time, reflecting, I think I really, really, really needed to be on my own. You know what I mean? Like, 100% on my own. Like, in so many different facets of life, just to kind of, I guess I would say, for lack of a better term, like, to prove to myself that I can. And not only that I can, but that I can be on my own. And I can go through, while I'm being on my own, I can go through a roller coaster of emotions. And in that process, I can still find my center. And I can find my way through the brush or the bramble or whatever the fuck you want to call it. Like, that I can navigate my way through that and ground myself and be better for it. And not to say that there is anything wrong with, needing people. There's not. But one of the things that I feel like I've experienced a lot, in times when I've had a lot of emotional turmoil, and I really can't quite put my finger on the how, what, or why of this, but when I'm having moments of extreme turmoil, the way I would describe it is, it's almost like I feel like I can't hear my own voice, And this might be a side effect of all the marriage bullshit, you know what I mean? Unhealthy behavior patterns and whatnot. And how that played out, like needing to wash this out of my system. And so, like, what I feel like I'm experiencing is, in getting out on my own, like, really, really, really out on my own, like, without a safety net version of out on my own, that I'm really force, like, it's, it sounds repetitive, but whatever. Like, I'm forcing myself to sit with myself, and in doing so, I'm quieting the voices of everyone around me. You know what I mean? Or, like, the other participants in my life, and basically removing that influence to the point, like, it's, I don't know how to describe this better, so I'm gonna try. It's almost like I'm silencing all of the white noise, And the white noise would be, other people's energy, vocalizations, opinions, suggestions, whatever, and just kind of getting back to center or getting back to myself. And figuring out what the fuck that even means after all of this shit. And I think it's a really important place for me to be in, because I think learning to be still, more than anything else, learning to be still and calm has been a process, It's been quite a process. And the thing that I found, though, too, This is something that's kind of funny. I don't know if I've talked about this or not, so I'm gonna go ahead and apologize if this is fucking repetitive. But I have become extremely sensitive to manipulation. Okay? And so here, I'm gonna give y'all a synopsis. This is something that came up at work, I don't know, a few weeks back. I was talking to my team, and sometimes we have some really fascinating dialogues at work, okay? I'm gonna be real. Like, I really love the people that I work with because of the levels of fascinating conversations that we can get into. And so what I had brought up is that, to me, manipulation is basically communication that is intended to evoke an emotional response. That is my interpretation of what that is my interpretation of what manipulation is. It is communication or action that is intended to evoke an emotional response. So, and that can go in any number of different ways. Like, there's so many different forms and facets of things that people can do that can come across as being manipulative. And what I find, at least over the last, I'm gonna say, year to 6 months, like more so 6 months, I feel like, maybe a little longer, whatever. Like, I feel like I am extremely sensitive to any forms of manipulation. And because of that, like, I don't think a lot of people see their communication styles in the way that they can be received. And so that's something that I think a lot of people struggle with. And what's comical to me is, and this is my opinion, like, I can't say this is truth or false or whatever, but my personal opinion, I feel as though emotionally unintelligent or manipulative people are often put off by direct communication because it's something that they're not experienced with and they're uncomfortable with, you know? Which is funny. At least I think it's funny because, at least in a working environment, I don't know if I've had somebody be a direct communicator without negativity attached to it, like in my personal life. So that's a whole different lens of view. But, like, what I found in my professional life is the more direct somebody is when they're talking to me about something, the more I'm like, I'm cool with that because I know, like, I know where I stand with you. And I'm getting the exact feedback that I need to become better in whatever the circumstance is. And I'm like, oh, okay, cool. You know, yeah. Whereas, but I think maybe where that delineation is in a personal setting versus a professional setting. In a professional setting, it's more behavior based. You know what I mean? As far as it goes, whatever that feedback might be, it's behavior based. It's not personality based. It's not based on who you are. It's based on what you do. Two completely different things, right? And my experiences with that in my personal life are, granted, they're limited. I'm gonna be real, they're fucking limited. Like, I look at that through the lens of a divorcee because a lot of the feedback that I would receive that was that level of direct was not good. Like, I'll give you an example. My ex used to constantly tell me I was being negative if I was in opposition to him in whatever the setting was, you know, be it about like buying a house, getting a car, you know, any random home project, whatever. I was being negative, you know? And interestingly enough, and this is where I'm going to talk about, like, this goes into the whole fucking manipulation shit, right? Okay, so here, I'm gonna give you two statements as examples So, and I will use that one because fuck it, it's easy, it's there. Okay? You're being negative. Okay? So think about those words. What it says is it's not so much about what you're doing, but more about who you are. Now, if you take that statement, and this is something I've learned, I'm going to go back to the I statements. When you're communicating something that is not going to be popular or well received, I statements are much more well received than you statements. You know, don't point fingers, just, you know, express your perception, right? Good difference. So instead of saying you're being negative, I'm receiving your message in a negative light. I'm not sure if that's what you intend. You know, or, you know, and again, it goes back to how you are receiving the information that is coming at you. Because it is not on you to judge someone else. The only thing you can do is you can judge your perception. You know what I'm saying? Like, your perception is your reality. So I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing for anybody to be able to take a moment and reflect on, is this perception accurate? And that's something, it took me a long time, like a really long time, to be able to really try to change my own perception of things, you know, and to understand my own behavior. I mean, fuck, even just understanding my own behavior, like the, you know what I mean? Like the subconscious or the unconscious patterns, whatever the fuck you want to call it, doesn't matter. Like, at least it doesn't to me. Like, at the end of the day, like, just seeing it for what it is, like, really seeing it for what it is, I'm like, ah, you know what I mean? Having those fucking shining light bulb moments, on myself. It took a long time, like, and I've, it's funny, like, because after, like, so that was one of the things, that was one of the realizations that came in the midst of a really atrocious mental breakdown about 2 years ago. Like, the big why behind a lot of really toxic behavior that I had when it came to engaging with other people. And I don't know, there was something that just, I don't know if everybody experiences this or not, but for me, I feel like I get the most out of, or I get the most motivation to change the behavior when I understand the why behind it, you know? I don't know if everybody's like that, but I know I'm like that. There's something about knowing why. Why am I doing this? Why am I like this? That having that answer makes it easier to modify whatever the behavior is. And so, yeah, I don't know. It's just that's how I operate for what, I don't know why, but yeah, whatever. I don't think that part matters. Like, it works for me, and that's the important part. That's the process that works for me when it comes to, you know, trying to be the best version of me that I can be. And so, yeah, I don't know. Just fucking be direct with people. Don't be an asshole. Think about, like, if you're in a situation with somebody, try as best as you can to always think of, like, if you were on the receiving end of whatever the fuck it is, you know what I mean? If you were the, if the shoe was on the other foot, what would you want? You know? Think about that. And try to apply that to, like, every fucking scenario. Like, anytime you're encountering another human being. And I think at the root, if every person on the planet could do that, like, in every circumstance, like, I know it's not always 100% possible, but fuck, man. If everybody would just try, like, how much better would the world be? Seriously. How much happier would we all be? How much healthier would we all be? Yeah, if we were all just direct and gave two shits and a fuck about other people's feelings in the most basic, low-budget ass way. Either way, that's all I got for today. So I'm gonna go ahead and thank everybody for tuning in. And as always, be well.